Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, December the 7th, Europol investigators smash an organised crime ring suspected of smuggling nuclear materials in Europe. In an exclusive interview, new Cardinal Michael Czerny explains the symbology and the meanings of his coat of arms, his motto, and his pectoral cross. And Pope Francis encourages members of Catholic-inspired NGOs to go forward with courage and hope. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Austrian and Moldovan authorities have broken up an organised crime ring suspected of smuggling nuclear materials. Europol, which coordinated and supported the operation, said the ring was attempting to sell radiological material to an army for 3 million euros. Stefan Boss reports.
Europe's police agency Europol, which coordinated and supported the operation, says a crime group attempted to sell radiological material to an army for some 3 million euros. Europol said the material was purported to be uranium-235, an isotope that can be used as a fuel for nuclear power plants or also in atomic weapons. Officials said the Moldovan undercover agent infiltrated the ring. The ring involved suspects in Austria and Moldova, one of Europe's most impoverished nations and a former Soviet republic. Europol revealed that three people were detained in Vienna on November 24th, one of whom has a previous conviction related to such activities. Video footage and photos shown by Interpol show members of Austria's special police forces detaining people. They were earlier surrounding a black car in a parking lot, pointing guns at the driver's side and smashing a back window with a baton. The video, which was seen by Vatican News, also focuses on two men, their faces blurred out. They seem to walk out of the Chisinau airport in Moldova with one carrying a bag. It then shows three men outside talking, then back inside a building. A close-up, which was taken outdoors, then shows a hand grabbing a light green cylinder out of a bag and turning it to display it for the camera. It happens before cutting to a different shot of a bag full of stacks of 500, 200 and 100 euro bills. There is no commentary explaining the images on the video. However, Moldovan police confirmed their involvement and said the three suspects had been monitored for the past year. They did not provide further information. Austrian authorities refused to comment on the case. However, news about the smuggling of nuclear material comes after Pope Francis expressed his concern about nuclear weapons. He called both the use and the possession of nuclear weapons immoral, and he said it must be added to the catechism of the Catholic Church. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Boss, reporting.
A Chinese-American researcher convicted of spying in Iran has been freed in an exchange for the release of an Iranian scientist held by the US. The researcher was arrested in Iran in 2016 for allegedly collaborating with foreign governments, while the Iranian stem cell expert was arrested at a Chicago airport last year. He was accused of violating trade sanctions by trying to export biological material to Iran. Both deny the charges. The US and Iran have thanked the Swiss government for its assistance as an intermediary facilitator. Mexico's president is welcoming a decision from US President Donald Trump to temporarily hold off designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorist cells. James Blears tells us more.
The decision to wait before branding Mexican drug cartels as terrorists and all the ensuing and pursuing implications follows a meeting in Mexico City between U.S. Attorney General William Barr, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard. President López Obrador says that Barr is a lawyer who understands and appreciates the complexity of the sovereignty issue. For his part, President Donald Trump says he likes likes and respects his Mexican counterpart and is deferring the decision for the time being, specifically at his personal request. This became an intensifying issue following the murder of two mothers and seven children of dual U.S.-Mexican nationality last month in northern Mexico. President López Obrador, who says he fully supports cooperation with the United States but not U.S. intervention, has warmly reacted to this latest development by stating, "I welcome him taking our opinion into account. It's a very good decision to defer designation." For Vatican News, James Blair is reporting.
An independent international audit of Bolivia's disputed election says it has found deliberate and malicious efforts to rig the vote in favour of then-President Evo Morales. The Organization of American States said the measures included hidden servers and falsified signatures. Morales fled to Mexico after the army urged him to quit. He has not commented on the report. And now we shine the spotlight on one of the men Pope Francis recently chose to join the College of Cardinals. Jesuit Father Michael Czerny, the Undersecretary of the Section for Migrants and Refugees of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development, told Vatican Radio's Johanna Brunkova of the dramatic experience of his family during the Second World War and of his life in the church. In this clip from the interview, which you can read in full on our webpage, Cardinal Czerny explains the symbology and meaning of his coat of arms, of his motto and of his pectoral cross, which he explained reflect his ministry at the Vatican Section for Migrants, as well as his own life story.
To reflect this ministry, as well as my own life experience, my coat of arms shows a boat carrying a family of four. Refugees and other people on the move often go by boat. In fact, our family of four came by boat to Canada in 1948. The boat is also a traditional image of the church as the bark of Peter, which has a mandate from our Lord to receive the foreigner, regardless of where the church finds herself. Further, like the symbol of the L'Arche movement, the boat is a reminder of the works of mercy towards all who are excluded, forgotten, or disadvantaged. The gold sunburst above the boat is the seal of the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, and the green background is a reminder of Pope Francis's encyclical Laudato Si, which calls upon all of us to care for the well-being of creation, our common home. My motto is Suscipe, the first word and the title of the prayer which St. Ignatius places in the final contemplation of the spiritual exercises, namely, the contemplation to attain the love of God. So with the one word, Suscipe, I mean to evoke the whole prayer of giving oneself totally to God as the spirituality of being a cardinal. And the scarlet robes represent the shedding of blood, usque ad effusionem sanguinis, in total loyalty and fidelity to Christ. My pectoral cross was made by the Italian artist Domenico Pellegrino. He took the wood from the remains of a boat used by migrants to cross the Mediterranean from northern Africa in their attempt to reach the Italian island of Lampedusa. The material suggests the wood of the cross on which Jesus was crucified. The original nail clearly reminds us that Jesus was nailed to the cross. The poor wood suggests the Jesuit vow of poverty and the desire for a humble, engaged church. The origin of the wood reflects my family's flight to safety when I was very young, as well as my current responsibilities in the Migrants and Refugees section.
And that was Cardinal Michael Czerny speaking there to Vatican Radio. For the full interview, you can go to our webpage at www.vaticannews.va. And Pope Francis today welcomed papal representatives, representatives of dicasteries of the Roman Curia, and members of Catholic-inspired NGOs to the Vatican. As Christopher Weld reports, he told them the meeting is a symbol of their communion with the Universal Church.
In receiving participants in the fourth Forum of Catholic-inspired Non-Governmental Organizations, NGOs, Pope Francis noted that their visit to the Holy See is a symbol of their communion with the Universal Church. The Holy Father reminded them that they demonstrate what Vatican II described as the presence of the Church in the world.
La Iglesia existe en este mundo y vive y actúa con él.
Quoting from the Pastoral Constitution, Gaudium et Spes, the Pope said, different Catholic international bodies can assist the community of nations on the way to peace, sisterhood, and brotherhood.
Se trata de una frontera.
Taking his lead from the Council's teaching, Pope Francis went on to address three ways in which Catholic inspired organizations can be strengthened. The formation of their members.
Primero, formación de los miembros.
Having the necessary means to achieve their goals.
Tener los medios necesarios. Tercero, compartir iniciativas.
And coordinating initiatives through teamwork.
Sabiendo trabajar en equipo.
Today's world, the Pope said, is calling for new boldness and new imagination in opening new paths of dialogue and cooperation in order to promote a culture of encounter. He concluded his address by assuring those present that the Church and the Pope need your work, your commitment, and your witness at the frontiers of the international community.
Para servir mejor a la humanidad.
And he encouraged them to move forward with courage and ever-renewed hope. I'm Christopher Wells.
And the Pope today also received in audience some 400 members of the Catholic Association of Community Cinema Hall Operators of Italy. He urged the group to continue to be a school of humanism and help build communion with creativity and vision. Robin Gomes reports.
Meeting the Catholic Association of Community Cinema Hall Operators of Italy, ACEC, on the occasion of its 70th anniversary this year, Pope Francis entrusted the members with three tasks, namely communion, creativity, and vision. He told them to build communion, saying, "Cinema is a great instrument for bringing people together." He noted that particularly in the post-war period, cinema helped in the reconstruction of the social fabric, transmitting hopes and expectations by providing relief to people from their daily anxieties and difficulties. Watching films also has an educational and formative aspect to help reconnect relationships consumed by tragedies.
Voi siete eredi di questa grande scuola di umanismo.
Describing the post-war cinema as a great school of humanism, Pope Francis said that the association is heir to this humanism. The Pope noted that ACEC is appreciated for its ability to bring people together and build communion, something that Christians are called to manifest, saying, "Faith itself is a relationship and an encounter." Secondly, he urged the association to creativity. Cinematographic art, he said, is the fruit of creativity that reveals the uniqueness of the human being, his inner reality and intentions. The Pope said that a craftsman shapes his work integrating head, heart, and hands according to a clear and defined design.
Vi incoraggio a dare spazio alla creatività, immaginando e costruendo nuovi percorsi.
Pope Francis thus encouraged the association members to give space to their creativity by building new paths. If they want to avoid becoming museums, the Pope said, they must dare and be creative to remain in the forefront of innovation. Lastly, the Holy Father urged the Catholic Association of Community Cinema Hall Operators to have a vision or attentive gaze, saying it calls for coordinated lifestyles and actions for a greater good than mere interest. The Holy Father concluded, urging the association on this path, saying an attentive gaze is the foundation of community building. I'm Robin Gomes.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and on other stories, you can visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch our latest updates on Facebook and on Twitter. My thanks go to Mario Scatton in studio. Join us tomorrow at this same time for more news. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.